Good morning. It's 10:47, and I'll call this meeting of the members of the Corporation of the UNLV Foundation. Chief of Staff Nicola Giussi, will you please take roll?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Goodman.
Here.
Regent Arascotta. Regent Batista.
Here.
Regent Boylan. Regent Brager.
Here.
Regent Brown.
Present.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo. Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Fernandez.
Present.
Regent Goicoechea.
Present.
Regent McGrath.
Here.
You have a quorum present.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll move now to agenda item.
I'm also on. Regent Brooks, I'm on, or Chair Brooks, I'm on.
Thank you, Regent Del Carlo. Appreciate
this
you being here.
Regent Del Carlo. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just landed.
Fantastic. Do you have a safe flight? Perfect. Yeah. So we'll move on to agenda item number one, public comment. For those who would like to call in and offer public comment for any of the foundation meetings, please dial 669-444-9171 and enter meeting ID 933-5568-7402 and passcode 555-555. Is there any public comment at GBC? I don't believe there's any public comment at GBC. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there, I don't believe, is there any public comment here? SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
No callers at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we'll now move into agenda item number two, the annual report. And I'd like to call on Interim President Heavey to introduce the presenter for this report.
Thank you. Chris Heavey, Interim President of UNLV, for the record. We're delighted to have Mr. Tony Sanchez here, along with the Executive Vice President of the Foundation, to present on the UNLV Foundation. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez, for your service as President or Chair of the Board.
Thank you, President Heavey. Thank you, Chair Brooks and members of the Board of Regents. Tony Sanchez, for the record. It's been my honor to be the chair of the UNLV Foundation for the past year and a half. I'm joined today by our second vice chair, Dan Tuntlin. He's our foundation board second vice chair, so he's here with us today, and as well as Tiffany Vickers, who's our current COO and CFO for the foundation, and then also Kellen Braddock, who joined us earlier this week, and she is our new foundation corporate secretary. So just it's an honor to give you an update of a very positive year for us, somewhat tumultuous just in the times that we're living in, but there was a lot of very good things accomplished at the foundation level. As I often describe the foundation, we're not the product; we're the gateway to sell the product, which is UNLV's incredible history, incredible record of accomplishment, and everything that they're doing in the future, educating our finest. I'm a proud graduate of UNLV 1988, as my wife Elaine, also a proud graduate 1995. So UNLV is very important to us. Rather than go through the annual report, which you have with you, 8 pages, and I can certainly go page by page, I just thought I would highlight several of the highlights for the fiscal year, and happy to answer any questions. But overall giving to the university, which includes in-kind as well as monetary donation, increased 40% year over year compared to the previous fiscal year. Over $57 million was assigned for UNLV programs, scholarships, capital projects, which is a significant increase from the $29 million the previous year. Even after accounting for fees, distributions, and gifts, the foundation's endowment grew by over 10%. Some of the specific highlights, we had the largest gift in the history of the College of Fine Arts, thanks to the efforts of one of our trustees, Randy Garcia, as well as the announcement of the new Learning Center for the Arts. This past fiscal year, we also had the announcement of a new building for the Lee School of Business, located across the street here at Maryland Parkway and Harmon. As hopefully everybody's aware, and I know President Heavey can talk about it, but the special session of the Nevada Legislature passed Senate Bill 4, which is on its way to the governor's office for signature, appropriating $68.5 million in state funds towards the business school building construction. That legislation with Governor Lombardo, it's very exciting, but a testament to the efforts of President Heavey, the entire ENCHI system, the business community for making the case, the university community for making the case, President Heavey making the case why we need that business school, and getting the attention of the legislature, of the governor. And again, so a big congratulations to President Heavey, Chancellor McNair, and the entire ENCHI system, as well as this Board of Regents. Earlier this year, we also had the UNLV Foundation annual dinner featuring world-renowned chef Jose Andres. This year's dinner doubled the evening's donations. It was the largest grossing dinner in terms of receipts, but also attendance, so it was a fantastic success. Table and sponsorships increased by over 20%. Kudos to our foundation board member and special events committee chair, Matthew Frazier, for a terrific dinner, and next year's dinner, next March, is well underway and will feature Billy Bean from the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's, and so stay tuned for that the first week of March of 2026. We also had a new donation facilitated by our wonderful trustee, Brian Stedman, to double the number of students and future rebels in the UNLV preschool. We had a series of multi-million dollar donations thanks to the leadership of trustee Greg McKinley, a former chairman of the Board of Regents, of the foundation, launching the Kara Stessi Center for Insurance and Risk Management, which opens up a major entirely new career path for UNLV students. On Rebels Give Day on March 27, we saw donations increase close to 10% over last year's totals. And in the first act of business that we passed when I became chairman, and that was the moving forward with the Salesforce customer retention program, the CRM, which modernizes the entire infrastructure for giving, for giving campus-wide. This program has been underway for a couple years now, but was formally approved a year and a half ago, and it went live as of a week and a half ago, and will facilitate and help UNLV and the foundation as we ramp up our future giving campaigns. So with that, certainly all the numbers, and I just very quickly went over some of those. Happy to answer any questions, but appreciate that year. And then while we're halfway into the next fiscal year, we're anticipating an even better year than the previous fiscal year. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you very much for the report, and I certainly want to extend gratitude to you and all of the foundation members at UNLV. I know these are projects that you take on out of passion for the institution. It's a lot of volunteer time that you put into this, and so I just want to say thank you for it very much to you and all the officers who are involved with the UNLV Foundation. I'd like to open it up now to questions by any regents. I don't see any questions, and so what I'd like to do is ask for a motion to accept the UNLV Foundation annual report.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion by Regent Brown and a second by Regent Breger to approve the annual report. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the board.
We'll move right on to agenda item number 3. This is really information only regarding officers of the foundation.
Thank you, Chair Brooks and members of the board were enthusiastic to present these members of the leadership team for the foundation going forward. Mr. Bonner will become the chairman after Mr. Sanchez, and then Mr. Tutlin has agreed to take over after that, and then Mr. Dorsey will follow after Mr. Tutlin. And as Mr. Sanchez mentioned, Ms. Braddock has just come on as the secretary to the board last week, and she comes with long experience at UNLV and will do great in that role. I know they're excited to have her. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions by board members? I don't see any. Thank you very much, Interim President Heavey. We'll move on to agenda item number 4. These are consent items specific to financial statements and management, appointments and reappointments. We'll take these consent items in one motion. Is there a motion to approve the consent items?
Motion to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion to approve the consent items by Heather Brown, a second by Regent DiCarlo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll now move on to agenda item number 5, which is new business. Is there any new business considerations by members of the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC? I don't hear any public comment from GBC. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here? None. Thank you. Is there SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
No callers at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.